tonight the time has come to say good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TipsNet for this Wednesday evening, the 20th of March, and it's now been the spring for about an hour and 3 minutes. Your net control for the TipsNet this evening is Kevin. I'm located in Norwich, and my call sign is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, KA6PDG. All are welcome. The purpose of the TipsNet is to provide an opportunity for experienced and inexperienced hams alike to gather and exchange information about ham radio, ask questions, get answers. We also provide a friendly opportunity for good amateur radio camaraderie, and we do our best to make sure that the net provides some practice and training and good operating procedure, and all amateurs are welcome to check in and participate, and if you don't wish to check in, you're more than welcome to listen. The net typically takes place in three parts. The first part is the question or topic portion of the net. I like to call it the topic portion of the net. And that's where folks can ask questions related to amateur radio. They can be technical or non-technical questions related to ham radio, and hopefully get some answers or bring up topics that they feel would be good for some discussion and dialogue. Of course, pertaining to amateur radio. The second portion of the net is for announcements of interest to the general amateur community, such as upcoming events and activities. And the third portion of the net is the swap section for hams who are looking for equipment or have gear that they want to get rid of. And we usually run a little bit under an hour, which is an appropriate length of time for the net, and it seems to give us enough time to cover everybody. When checking into the net, please use the following procedure. If you'd key your mic and say, "This is," and then unkey, just as I have done there, to make sure that nobody is transmitting at the same time you are, hopefully. And then key up and give your call sign phonetically. It really helps net control if you give your call phonetically. And then indicate if you have a comment or a question for the net. Let's see here. I lost my place. Please direct all communications through net control unless otherwise instructed. And I think that's about it. So what we'll do is we'll take some check-ins, and when checking in, as I said a few seconds ago, if you have a question or a topic on your mind, let us know. You can always let us know later. If you think of something later, that's fine too. And after we've gone through the list of check-ins, we'll go through the stations one by one for any comments, and we'll just kind of go like that for a while. And see if we have any questions or good things to talk about tonight. So that should get us started. Again, your net control is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf. My name is Kevin. I'm located in Norwich, Connecticut. And this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. I'm now standing by for any and all stations who would like to check into the net. Please come at this time.
Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton. I have one question for the net this evening.
Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, City of Groton, Mobile. And I have an item to mention, but not big discussion for the net.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston, with an easy question.
This is Echo Mike Delta, Reed in Colchester, with a question.
That's a nice check-in so far, and we've got a couple of folks who have questions and items. So this is going to be a fun net. Net acknowledges K0JEB has a question. KC1TWR mumbled something, so I think he has an item. didn't quite get everything there, but I'll get to you in a second. You're mobile, so I'm going to give you a first up here, Tim. We also have... K1DCT with a question. K1EMD with a question. NK1V with nothing at this point. And W1FJQ with no items listed. Additional check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Whether or not you have an item or question to bring forth, all are welcome. And if you've never checked in before, why, this would be a perfect evening to check in. It is, of course, our first net of spring. Any more check-ins? Nothing heard, but we will have another call up for check-ins in roughly 10 minutes, assuming that control doesn't forget. All right, let's get Tim in here first because he is mobile. Good evening, KC1TWR from KA6PDG, and you had an item or something like that, so go ahead with that transmission there, Tim. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, thank you very much, and I am mobile, but I'm stationary down Eastern Point Beach, so later on I can follow it to the normal things, but I thank you for paying attention to the fact that I said mobile. I just wanted to mention that I saw a notification that there is a CME from the sun that looks like it's earthbound, and the advice is to monitor solar wind late on March 22nd onward, seeing as we're at solar minimum, or pretty close to it. Anything that the sun can do to help us once in a while to have some good propagation is always worth paying attention to. Similar to those who are looking after for the aurora borealis and such. And with that, I'll go back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
Very good item. We don't talk too much about solar propagation issues on the net. We do once in a while. So, to repeat, that's a CME, earthbound. And check for updates. Follow solar wind information, particularly starting the evening of March 22nd. Thank you for bringing that up, Tim. And if anybody has any comments or questions about that, be sure and make note of them when it's your turn to transmit. It is Josh's turn to transmit. And Josh, you said you have a question, so let's see what you got. K0JEB and the TipsNet, KA6PDG.
KA6PDG is K0JB. Good evening, Kevin, and good evening to the rest of the group here this evening. All right. Over the past few months, we've had some questions about antennas, and I have one concerning antenna feed line. In my current situation, I have a 100-foot RG8 stick wire feed line going to a homemade 80-meter dipole up in the tree, and I do not have a balun. It's just going straight to a SO239 connector where the wires are soldered and go off into the trees. My question is, because I'm experiencing a lot of noise level, I'm getting S9 plus on my noise level no matter what time of day. If I were to put a balun, say a 4-to-1 balun in line between the feed line and the dipole, does anybody know if that would help get rid of some of the noise level I'm receiving? KA6PDG, this is K0JB.
Good with a 4-to-1 balun or something like that to help with the noise problem on 80 meters RG8 coax and about 100 feet. And that's a good question. I'm inclined to say maybe a little but not much, but I'm a little bit weak on that particular topic, so others have more knowledge and stand by, Josh. I'm sure answers are forthcoming. Let's go to K1DCT. I'll take your question, and I think you said it's an easy one, so you've come to the right net. And do you have any comments on the balun question, Dave?
Oh, good evening, Kevin, and to all those on the net. This is K1DCT. I do have an answer to the balun question. The short answer is no. It's not going to help your noise problem. The noise is the noise. And a balun will help with either impedance matching if you're going from different types of feed line to other feed line and or antennas, or to help with isolating, keeping current from, common mode rejection, things from flowing back. But they will not do anything for the noise. So, I would suggest if you have some other type of receiver with maybe a shortwave handheld receiver, that you go outside and tune to the same frequency and see if you still get the noise. And then you can start from there. So my easy question is, I have noticed over the last probably week, 7 days, whichever comes first, this repeater seems to be kind of difficult to use. I normally chat with a guy in the afternoon, and he's mobile, and it's been very tough to copy. So I don't know if anybody else noticed. I can hear the repeater fine when he lets it go, but copy's been kind of difficult. So I don't know if we're getting a little descent, or maybe he's got a problem, and I can't tell because I can't hear him on the endpoint. So. Should be an easy question, at least I think so. K1DCT, back to net.
All right, Dave, and now on Josh's question. And anybody having trouble with the repeater, Dave, it sounds to me like what you're saying is the signal coming from the repeater is fine, but the quality of the station, the signal going into the repeater is weak or noisy or something like that. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, I can hear the repeater fine, just like I do tonight. In fact, I even have a little attenuation in here. I hear everyone fine tonight so far, and I know some of those people are down in the Groton area, and Steve up in Coventry, so I'm hearing everything, so I'm starting to think that maybe this fella has a problem with his mobile, and what you said is correct. Either he's driving a strong enough signal, or somehow it's being desensitized. VectorNet, K1DCT.
All right, very good. So we'll add that one to the list. At least from that controls perspective, and I haven't been on this repeater in a number of days, but everybody's sounding good tonight. So that question is, have you been observing any problem with this repeater hearing stations that are using the repeater? Or any information about that? And Dave, of course, is not sure. It may just be the one station that he was working. Okay, and we move on to Bill, K1EMD, who has a question. Nice to hear you, Bill. Please go ahead with your question, and if you want to say anything about CMEs or balance or repeaters, the floor is yours. K6PDG in the tips. Now go ahead, Bill.
K1EMD in the net. Sorry, the name is Reed. Romeo Echo Echo Delta. My question is a GR5V used as an inverted HF. I have a small lot, and if anybody's had any luck with them, back to net control. K1EMD.
Well, I think what you meant to say is G5RV, and I didn't really understand the question, Reed. Sorry about goofing your name up. I have that correction. Are you talking about a G5RV, and what's the question again? I'm not clear.
K1EMD, net control. My apologies. That's correct. I was going to try to use it as an inverted V for HF, and if anybody's had any luck with it, any tips, etc. Back to net control. K1EMD.
Very good, Reed. G5RV is an inverted inverted V type of configuration. And I'm going to say that that shouldn't really be a problem, although I've been told that the inverted, or the G5RV, likes to be fairly flat, but I know with mine it was not flat. It was almost somewhat of a inverted V. But there's a number of amateurs out there on the net who have more experience with the G5RV than I do, and will doubtless have some comment on that, so stand by. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TipsNet. Your net control is KA6PDG. I'm going through the list, and we'll take more check-ins in just a couple of minutes. But before we do, let me get up to Steve. November Kilo 1 Victor. I got to get used to that call, Steve. I'm sure you copied the questions that have been listed so far. So any response or anything you'd like to bring up tonight, Steve, in Coventry, go ahead.
November Kilo 1 Victor. Yes, Kevin, I struggle with this new call sign myself. Josh, on the putting a ballon on the 80 meter, I'm assuming is relatively resonant, single band. I think Dave is right. It probably won't help much with the noise. There's probably something interfering. I've done some low band stuff like that, camping and things, and had to trace all kinds of noises with power supplies and so on. Very susceptible to noises. But I will say that my first Elmer, who unfortunately is a silent key, was adamant about, especially on like dipoles and stuff, is using a 1-to-1 ballon. I would not use a 4-to-1 on a dipole. And the cheapest way, which is other than the weight of it, with no real financial input, is the ugly ballon. I don't know if you're familiar with those. It's a pretty basic coil of very important the way you wind the coax, and somewhat important the length of the coax, and somewhat important the diameter of the coax, you know, the circle. But he always said that it's not going to hurt, and it does help. It helps with tuning and getting just everything nice, and I've never had any issues with it. So I actually currently am running on the reset. Currently running on my fan dipole only because of its length and the existing weight. I hate to say this word, I purchased a one from MFJ, a little one-to-one, and it's actually working great. And of course, anything from MFJ, you got to give it a once-over for the assembly, but their engineering seems pretty sound, so you just got to check their assembly. That's working really good. I've had really good success with that. So will it help the noise? I pretty good chance it won't, but it certainly wouldn't hurt to drop it and put a one-to-one of one sort or another, and it's going to help. And on the G5RB, I've played around with them a little bit. My preferred HF multiband for traveling and stuff, camping and things like that, is an NFED with a 9-to-1, but that's mainly because of convenience. The G5RB is a little bit tough to set up, but I have used mine off and on. I do know another ham who uses one, and it's inverted. He doesn't have a real crazy angle. I know there's certain angles they want you to do it at. He has a decent slope, and he's had a really good success with it. So they do work, I will say that. Back to that. NK1B?
All right, Steve, very good, and don't leave the room yet because I've got a question for you. One-to-one Balun might be preferable for the dipole, and pretty much a yes on the inverted V configuration for the G5RV. Steve, you have a nice full quieting signal into the repeater. How much power are you running? Are you at about 50 watts?
Yeah, actually, I didn't realize that I am on full power, 50 watts. I am using the same antenna that I use for the Norwich repeater, which is a 2-meter dipole. It's manufactured, I think, for commercial use in Massachusetts. Someone got it in a bunch of flea market stuff and let me try it. And it is on, the way I have it mounted on the pole, I think my pipe is actually acting as a bit of a reflector, and this way it seems to work great. So I am running 50 watts, I can back it down on the next transmission, and K1B.
Yeah, let's do that right now, because David asked about the repeater sensitivity. Why don't you go tell us what your next lowest power setting is, and let's hear what that next lowest power setting sounds like. Go ahead, Steve. All the way up in Coventry. It's noisy, of course, but it's copyable. I copied every word you said. 5 watts. All right. So maybe something in between would be absolutely fine. Maybe 15 watts or 20 or something. But you were copyable on 5. That's pretty cool. So that may give a little guidance to Dave on his question. All right, let's go over to Chuck, who's been waiting patiently. W1FJ. W, why did I put a Q on my log here? I guess I'd call you anything except late for dinner. W1FJQ, KA6PDG. I should not have taken that nap before the net. Any thoughts, any response to any of the questions, Chuck?
Couple thoughts. This is W1FJW. Yeah, the noisy receive, the Balun may put some slight reduction in it, but chances are small that it'll help much. I would use one anyhow, just for all the other reasons. And the G5RV inverted V will work nicely, but they like to have a tuner. The myth that it's a nice antenna for all bands is a myth, and you will need a tuner, but you'll be happy with it. That's all the thoughts I have. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, very good. Thank you, and I've unscrambled your call sign on my log, so... Now I just have to unscramble. Well, never mind. Thank you. Good comments. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. And if you've just joined us, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's Tips Net. We meet every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here on the W1DX repeater in Salem, Connecticut. I'm your net control for this week anyway, KA6PDG, and we're looking for any additional stations you'd like to check in this evening. And if you have a question or a topic you'd like to bring up pertaining to amateur radio, let me know and I will make note of that. Any additional stations, with or without something to bring up, feel free to check in at this time.
Here is Kilo 1, Romeo, Mike, November, Bob and Montel, with one question and a comment.
All right, very good to hear Robert this evening. K1RMN with a QC next to his name here. A question and a comment. Go right ahead, Bob. How are you this evening and what you got for us?
Thanks, Kevin. K1RMN. I'm doing pretty good this evening. I'll start with my comment, which is I do listen to Dave on the repeater most afternoons on my way home from work. And the last few days, I have to agree with him that he's been coming through the repeater fine, but his partner has been lost in the noise and dropping out quite a bit. So that part I've heard, but I've heard Dave come right through the repeater. So I don't think it's the repeater. I think it's an issue in the other direction. My question is, I have my feed line, I have an SWR meter, and I have a dummy load. And I just want to know the best process for testing out my feed line if I think there might be an issue. Is it, you know, hook the dummy load at the far end, you know, disconnect the antenna, put the dummy load out there, and then run like 5 watts and check my SWR. Don't really know much about it, but just looking for the right procedure on how to do that. And that's my question. Back to net control.
All right, very good. Thanks for the report on the repeater. Dave, it sounds like maybe your friend there might be having an issue. And the best process for figuring out if there's a problem with the coax, using a dummy load. Should he put the dummy load at the end and run 5 watts? Or what's some suggestions on how to troubleshoot the coax? Good question. I like it. All right. Didn't have any check-ins a moment ago, so I think we'll go through the list again. And if you have any comments about CMEs or if you have any response to Bob's question about checking his coax there using a dummy load, feel free to respond. Tim asks that I put him back in the normal rotation, so we're happy to do that. That means I will call on Josh first. And Josh, did you find any of the responses to your question helpful? Also, do you have any retorts for the other questions that have been asked? I got a busy piece of paper tonight. K0JEB and tips, KA6PDG.
KA6PDG is K0JB. Let's see, I had a comment on Bob's thing there. I would recommend putting a dummy load on the end of the coax and borrowing the club's antenna analyzer and hooking it up to the other end of the coax and just sweep the frequencies on the coax to see how it is. I'm not quite sure how you would do it with the SWR meter and a dummy load, so that's my only thought. And I appreciate the feedback on the Ballon question. I kind of figured as much. The high noise level is kind of disappointing, but that's about all I have. KA6PDG, K0JB.
All right, Josh, thank you. And thanks for the suggestion for Bob. keep us posted also on your progress as you try to remedy that noise situation. KC1 TWR, Mr. CME guy, Mr. Sun Watcher, down at Eastern Point Beach. I got to put my, I got to attach my brain to my mouth one of these nights and put a dummy load on that. Maybe that's a bad idea. Tim, go ahead. Any responses? Anything additional?
Well, thank you, Kevin. I was thinking about what David said about Josh's question about the ballon and about the hearing all that noise. And in my mind, it definitely sounds like there's a good possibility there's something either in Ishak or something in the area that might be causing the problem. There's the old thing about turning off the breakers in the house one by one or something of that nature until you figure out what the problem is. Dave's solution of going outside was good because that gives you the rough order of saying, you know, is it something inside or is it something that's outside? So I like that idea. As far, I don't really have much of a comment on the rest of the items. I had a couple of other thoughts, a couple of other items I was thinking about bringing forward, but I think I'll save them for next week because they're not time dependent, and we certainly have enough here that we're chewing the fat on, which is good. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and go back to you, Kevin. This is KC1TWR.
All right, very good. Well, yeah, you want to give next week's net control a workout, too. But that's fine. If we get slow and you want to bring it up tonight, that's also fine. It's good practice for net control to be busy once in a while. All right. And I probably should have asked Josh what kind of noise he's experiencing. If I don't forget, I'll get back to him with that question. Maybe that will lend some guidance. K1DCT, this is round two. You got anything else for us, Dave?
Okay, round two. That's why I come out with your gloves up and let's see, what do I have? For Bob, you can do it with an SWR meter. SWR meter at one end, dummy load at the, I'll call it the far end where the antenna would be, and you should see zero reflected, providing your dummy load is good. Start at a low power and crank it up if you'd like until, don't exceed your dummy load's values. But you should see zero reflected. And the other thing is, if you have access to both ends, is to wiggle them around. That's a very technical term. But a lot of times, that's what it is. It's broken very close to the end of the connector. So that would go for the same thing if you were using an MFJ analyzer. And if you don't have one, I have one. Be more than happy to come over and help you out with it. So those are a couple of good methods, and that's how I would do it. And not that that means anything in particular. Back to net, K1DCT.
All right, fine business, young man. Thank you. Yeah, the first step is to find out if there's a problem, but I guess the second step would be, if one chooses, to try and figure out where in the coax the problem is. But you're right, the connectors are always the first suspects. And then from there, you know, it may just be a matter of replacing the coax if there's a problem other than the connectors. But that's a decision that's made later on. Reed, K1EMD, this is KA6PDG and the TIPSNET, and sounds like the G5RV should play nicely if you want to wiggle it around a little bit, but always use a tuner. That was the piece of advice that I forgot to share. Others remembered to share it. Reed, got anything else tonight?
K1 EMD, in the net. No, I appreciate the input. You've got nothing further, so back to net control. K1 EMD.
Keep those questions coming, because that was a good one. NK1V, I did it right that time. Steve, let's see what your power setting is now. And any follow-up or retorts or questions that came to mind?
NK1V, currently transmitting at my second from the bottom, so okay, I'd say somewhere around 20 watts. I did have one more comment on the dipole, Josh, 1-to-1 at the feed point is where the balance gotta go. That's important for that situation. And then the coax testing, I have a set analyzer, and I've actually done quite well with it with setting up some things, but I know it has the ability to do some checking of coax on its own, and I just have not had the gotten into that yet. I would like to learn that. I will at some point, I'm sure. But other than the when in doubt, try one out method for coax, what I use. And the wiggle test is very effective. And also, I trust my nose. So I've found some interesting problems, especially HF stuff, where I'm pushing some power. So I give everything to the net, but distinct odors and trouble. Back to that NK1B.
That is a very good point. Yes. Trust your nose and your gut instincts. Very good. And balance at the feed point. Also a good remark. I tell you what, your 20-watt setting isn't that much better than 5. Again, you're readable, but it's fairly noisy. So I like the higher power setting to my comfort. But that's just me. You are copyable. It's probably 50% noise or 40% noise, something like that. Right, and next is W1FJW for any follow-up or thoughts. Go ahead, Chuck.
On checking the feed line, I would disconnect the antenna and check the open impedance of the feed line. In other words, make sure that get out your ohm meter and put it on your highest scale you got, and make sure that there's no shorts to ground anywhere along it, and then short the feed line and check and make sure you got very low ohms that shows there's no breaks in it along the way. Putting the dummy load at the far end and then checking the SWR at the sending end is good. If you have a power meter, checking the power at the far end would also be good to give you an idea of how much is getting lost in the length of the coax. But that's about the only ideas I have. Back to net, W1FJW.
Way excellent. Very good. Good points. Thanks, Chuck. Well, Bob, there's a few pointers for you. Maybe that inspired another question or two. Or not. It's your turn, K1RMN, KA6PDG, and the tips net. We'll have another call for check-ins after Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
K6PDG, this is K1RMN. Appreciate everybody's comments and advice. First off, I don't have a problem with the coax, but I've recently picked up a dummy load, and I have a quality SWR meter, so I just wanted to really know the procedure and how to do that, and I appreciate that, and especially Chuck's comments about checking the impedances. Definitely will do that if I need to. Currently, I have an NFED antenna, and
the frequencies that it's resonant on. I'm 1-to-1 on the SWR for transmitting 30 meters and a couple, it jumps up a little bit, but I'm well within, I'm very happy with the coax, but I've always wanted to know, what do I do if I think there's a problem? And thank you guys very much, because you answered all my questions, and I really appreciate that. I don't have any other questions at this time. Probably going to be on the road for a couple of weeks, so I won't see you guys until sometime in the middle of April. With that, this is K1RMN. Back to net control.
Very good. Well, thanks for bringing the questions. I know everybody can benefit from listening to other people's questions and answers. And do have a safe trip. I hope to see you in time for Easter and bring some nice weather back with you. I think it's supposed to be pretty nice next week, but travel safe there, Bob. All right, KA6PDG on the TipsNet. At this point, it's time to pause and see if we have any other stations who'd like to check in this evening. Whether or not you have a question or an item to bring to the net for discussion, we're just about ready to move into the second part of the net. But are there any other stations who'd like to get on the log and check in this evening? Please come at this time.
Oscar Papa, John Grun City. Currently have no questions.
All right, John. At first I thought you said Garden City. I'm like, what's he doing in New Jersey? Groton City, nice signal. Lousy ears at the net control station. Anything you'd like to say, John? I'm curious if you have any comments about the weather. I guess we're supposed to get some rain and wind here over the next 48 hours, courtesy of a coastal storm. And you being the guy who kind of spearheads the WeatherNet and the Skywarn effort locally, anything you'd like to say on that or any other subject, John?
Well, I got 2 points. I'll comment about the weather first. It's supposed to go downhill a little bit tomorrow afternoon and evening. Most of the day it's going to be dry. The heaviest part of the storm is supposed to be between, 8 p.m. and, 12-hour period. So 8 a.m., 8 p.m. type thing. Thursday night, Friday morning. And my comment, actually, I was listening to the whole net and rolling back to Josh's thing. I know he can't help the length of the feed line, but he can definitely look at the quality of the feed line. 100 feet sounds awfully long to me for, I think he was using RG8. I would get a piece of Elmar 400, but that's what I'm doing. That may be where some of the noise is coming from, but other than that, I really have no other comments. W1GOP, back to that.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. In my limited scope of knowledge here, RG8 is okay for HF use at that kind of length, but you're sort of getting into the area where it might be good to think about a little better feed line. And the 400 is certainly excellent, and it is possible that some noise is getting in through the feed line, and his little test with a portable radio might be an indication. A good comment, John. Thank you very much. And we'll all keep our raincoats handy and stay well anchored to the ground for the next day or two. Then I think it's supposed to get windy on Friday and coolish on Saturday, but nice weather comes in Sunday, and I hope it's going to stick around a while. All right, I'm going to wrap up the first part of the net because we're getting into the season where we get a lot of events coming up. We want to make sure we have time for what I'm sure will be a number of announcements for the net. Again, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club net, and this is KA6PDG. My name is Kevin, and I'm net control for this evening. Let's move into the second part of the net, which is announcements about upcoming events and other activities or items of interest to the general amateur community. All those wishing to put forth announcements or bulletins or QSTs on the net are welcome to do so. I'll stand by for stations who would like to make a listing. Your call signs, please.
KC1TWR.
Tim, let's get started. KC1TWR with, I imagine, several announcements, if I'm not mistaken. Go right ahead.
Okay, Kevin, I'll leave the food announcements to you. I wanted to make sure everybody remembered that this Thursday is the race on meeting up in Norwich at 7:30. Saturday morning, we have the VE session up at NFA, gathering at 9, test starts at 9:30. And there's a fox hunt Saturday at 1 o'clock, starting at the commuter lot right off of the Route 82 exit in Norwich, which is near Motor Vehicle Department. It's on the same side of the highway as that. Always a good time and always lots of fun, and the weather looks like it'll be promising for a good fox hunt. Sunday is the Southington Ham Fest, and that goes from 8 a.m. to noon. Now, that's an hour and 5 or 10 minutes away, depending which way you go. But importance to me and why I'm going is that the Aries, Connecticut Aries annual meeting will take place at 11 o'clock at that Hamfest. So I intend to drive up there, attend the Hamfest a little bit, and then attend the meeting. Anybody that would like to carpool, just get a hold of me. Let's see, Race On Auction coming up last Saturday in April, and then eCar has their flea market the next day on Sunday. So whatever you can't sell or can't find on Saturday, you can go up and take a look or sell on Sunday. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control, KC1TWR.
Very good. Does anybody have any questions for Tim on the items that he listed? Nicely done, Tim. Very thorough. And no, I don't have any food announcements. That's kind of you to think of that. Except that just before the net, I had a couple of bites of corned beef and cabbage. I still got a meal's worth left in there. Any other stations with announcements for the net tonight, either about upcoming events or other items of interest to the amateur community? Your call signs, please. Nothing heard. I will mention, and I know a number of you already have the word, there may be some folks who don't, and since it's an item that's open not only to weather spotters and that sort of thing, but to the public, more information to come, but on Monday, May the 6th, the Hurricane Hunters will be coming to the Quonset State Airport in North Kingstown, Rhode Island. Public tours will be between 2 and 5 p.m. The pilots will be there. There'll be National Weather Service meteorologists there, and National Hurricane Center folks will be there, and it should be very, very interesting. More details will be coming forth. And if you have additional questions, you can probably get a hold of either KC1TWR or W1JOP. We'll have that info. I thought I'd mention that. I'm kind of excited. In fact, a friend of mine wants to come out from Missouri. He's a ham, and participate or visit that event, but he doesn't think he's going to be able to. Should be a lot of fun. Monday, May 6th, Quonset State Airport, North Kingstown, Rhode Island. Any other announcements for the Tips Net tonight? All right, it's about 10 minutes till the top of the hour, so we're right about on schedule. This is the Tri-City Tips Net, and we'll now go into the third portion of the net, which is, ta-da, the swap section. If you have an amateur radio, a piece of amateur radio gear, that you'd like to buy, sell, trade, swap, give away, get rid of, throw away, give to an unsuspecting sucker, you can scratch that last one. Anyway, this is where we list amateur radio gear. If you wish to mention price on the air, you may do that under Part 97, but no dickering or haggling about price, save that for other forms of communication. So, is there anybody out there with ham gear that they don't want to hold on to till the auction, that they would like to list, or that they're looking for? Your call signs, please.
K0JB.
Right, K0JEB. I know you're looking for a noise eliminator, right? Go ahead, Josh.
Thanks, Kevin. It's K0JB. I'm currently starting to show some interest in learning Morse code, so I am in search of a used, beat-up, or budget-friendly keyer, if anyone has one available. My email is good on QRZ, or even if someone has one that I could borrow for a little while, I'd appreciate it. K0JB, back to net control.
All right, very good. Are you interested at all in using a straight key, or would you rather it be a keyer that's a little more automatic in nature?
I was thinking just a street key. I don't know too much about it to get all involved with that side double paddle stuff. So it's K0JB.
Right, it's as annoying as all heck. You have to keep track of your left and right. Very good. Josh is looking for a straight key, preferably, that wouldn't cost too much. So that's not much of a... In fact, I can hear Dave rummaging through his junk box right now. Anyway, Josh would like to find something to obtain or maybe just borrow for a while. He's interested in trying his hand, no pun intended, at CW. That's K0JEB, and he's good on QRZ, including his email address. Thank you, Josh. Any others with a swap listing tonight for the TipsNet? All right, we'll make this the last call for the swap section. Any listings?
K1DCT.
Uh-oh, I think he found something. K1DCT, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the first thing I have to do is look around the ham shack here and see if there's a camera installed that I don't know about. But yes, I do have a straight key, and Josh, you're more than welcome to borrow it, keep it, whatever. I've got a few of them.
That's excellent, and you guys can probably hook up after net. Does that sound good, Josh? You want to hang around for a few minutes?
Oh yeah, QSL on that one. Thank you. It's K0JB, back to net.
Wow, I heard some excitement in that voice. That's cool. Next thing you know, I'm going to have to get back into CW. And thank you, Dave. That's awesome. All right, we're going to wrap up the net in a couple of minutes. I want to give another chance for last-minute check-ins, and then we'll shut her down. But it's always good when we have a little success there, when somebody's looking for something. So let's make this the last call for the TipsNet this evening. Any stations who'd like to check in? Anything else for the good of the order, or anything net control is overlooked? Your call signs, please. This is KA6PDG. Well, guess I did it. I guess I can go back in there and finish that corned beef and cabbage now. This has been a fun net, and what always makes this net fun and interesting is the participation of the amateurs. So to those who chimed in and took part and those who listened and hopefully got something out of the net this evening, we thank you. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club net meets on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. local time. Happy spring, everybody, by the way. Time for those antenna projects. You can get more information about the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club by visiting their website at tricityarc.com. The club meetings happen on the second Tuesday of every month at 7:30 p.m. Over there on Route 32. You'll find that info on the website, as well as other good stuff. And I know they're working on the website, and some new features are coming very soon. Thanks, everybody. We're going to return the W1DX repeater to normal amateur use. We thank John Spiegel for use of the repeater and those who maintain the system so it's here for our use. We'll say 73 to all and wish everybody a good evening. This is KA6PDG, now clear at 7:56 p.m. Good evening, all.
K1DCT, K0JB.